Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about being intentionally inspired. What are some of the foundations you need for success? If you believe you have limits, how is that affecting you? Are you sharing your passion and waking up excited each morning? This month's bonus focuses on my interview with the Intentionally Inspired podcast as we continue our month focusing on a fabulous start to 2018. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. One of the other changes to the podcast for the year is I'm going to split up my interviews. Sometimes interviews tend to be longer. There's this kind of trend, I guess I'd say, in podcasting that they do all this research and 22 minutes is the ideal podcast, and I don't spend time with that. That would make my brain hurt. I decide what I'm going to speak on, write the episode, and then share it with you. So instead of having this really intense month, because sometimes interview can be an hour or so and all this material, I'm going to divide it throughout the year. The Intentionally Inspirational podcast is geared towards entrepreneurs, but it really is good for information for all of us. I encourage you to check out Jason's podcast. He is a lot of fun. He's really passionate about helping entrepreneurs, and he has a great podcast voice. Since we're focusing on a fabulous start, this interview seemed to make sense. As Jason summarized, we focus much of the conversation on the effects that an overwhelmed mindset can have on all of us. This is the foundational stuff that I believe determines how far someone can go in business. If you believe you have limits, then you do. It all begins in the mind. Julie shares three of her best tips for startup success too. Don't forget to check out Jason's podcast, Intentionally Inspired. Inspirational.
You are listening to the Intentionally Inspirational podcast. This podcast is created for hungry entrepreneurs who are seeking motivation, personal development resources, and actionable tips. Now for your host, Jason Wright.
This is episode number 85. It's time to wake up with Julie Caraccio. All right, let's get into the conversation that I had with Julie. I enjoyed it. I know she enjoyed it, and I think you guys will as well. Let's check it out. What's happening, everybody? I've got another amazing guest with me this week. I've got Julie Caraccio, and let me tell you what I know about Julie. She is the CEO of her own business, Reawaken Your Brilliance. She's an entrepreneur, obviously, a speaker, a trainer, podcast host of the Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out podcast with 187 episodes. That's awesome. That's way ahead of us. And she does various types of coaching as well. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So how did you arrive at this business concept and how'd you get to where you are now? Tell us about your story a little bit.
Well, it's really funny. Every day I say gratitude for a business that was horrible. I was in a job and it was the worst job I'd ever been in, was just treated really poorly. And I said, you know what? I can't continue my life like this. So what am I going to do? And so I had some time. I didn't want to make any rash decisions. And I said, what could I do that I'd be good at, but also that I would love, that I'd be excited to get up in the morning? And so I came up with professional organizing. And prior to Reawaken Your Brilliance, my business had been called Healing Through Organization. And I was doing the business and a couple of different things happened. I was mainly focusing on organizing, and I'm really passionate about that because I could see how it could heal people's lives. And then I started doing, two things happened around the same time. I started doing an internet TV show called Reawaken Your Brilliance. And when I would go to help people clear clutter and get organized, I had a client say to me, can we just talk? And I said, absolutely. You're the client. It's whatever you want and need. I'm happy to accommodate.
And we ended up talking for about 3 hours. And after that, she was able to express some things. We were able to have a conversation. And she said, okay, I'm ready to clear clutter. I'm ready to get organized. She had to express things. And so that kind of led me down the path of doing the life coaching. And then at the same time with the show, I kind of had this aha moment. You know, it's really, it's about the organizing, but it's more about clearing clutter. And so I thought, you know what? I love organizing and talking about clearing clutter and having people be more mindful. And I switched the business name to Reawaken Your Brilliance, because when I really thought about it, that's what I'm supporting people in doing.
You know, I love the name of your business as much as I love my own. That's funny, but here's what I like about it so much is just the name, Reawaken Your Brilliance. Mm-hmm. There's no explanation needed. It's powerful by itself, and man, it's very, very good. So I love that.
Thank you. I have a great story about that too. I was, before starting the show, I went to a studio and I had a producer, and he was like, come on, you got to get started. I was like, I need to come up with a name. And so I kept kind of playing around with Thrive, and I'm like, that's not exactly what I'm going for. And I Googled, and there were like a million things with Thrive. And I sat down to meditate, and literally how I like to explain it, Reawaken Your Brilliance just kind of came through the top of my head. I got up and I said, that's it. Googled it. There was nothing. And I said, here we go. We've got the name of the show.
That's awesome. You know, it's funny with Intentionally Inspirational. I was asleep and I was blogging at the time, but I didn't really have, I was just kind of trying to inspire people just talking about stuff. And I was going to do, I don't even think I had the podcast in my mind yet, but I woke up out of a dead sleep and I just said Intentionally Inspirational. I said it out loud. I said, I don't know what that means, but it's going to change my life and it's going to be awesome. And that's just, it just like came to me. I did the same thing. I jumped on the iPhone by the bed and went to GoDaddy and said, oh, that's available. And so I don't know where it's going, but we're going to roll with it. So very cool.
That's fantastic. And I so love the podcast you're doing, because if you're listening and you have the entrepreneurial spirit, go for it. I think we really would benefit by having more entrepreneurs doing their thing, sharing their passion.
Absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about what I like to call head trash and how it may impact that startup experience. When I say startup experience, I'm really kind of honing in on that 0 to 3 year mark, because my thought is if you've made it past 3 years, you've beat the odds, you know, you figured out something, right? So I'm really kind of, you know, honed in on those early starters there.
Well, one thing I would say is know that you have worth. I don't care if you are on day one, you have worth. You've made the commitment to do this. I'll share a quick story. I'd been in business, I think about a month or two, and I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And someone said to me, you know, there's someone that needs your help and she lives about 90 minutes away. And, you know, why don't you come down? And, you know, she can't pay you that much. And I said, no, I didn't have any clients at the time. I just started my business. And I just said, no, I know I'm worth something and I'm not going to drive an hour and a half each way and do all this work to get paid next to nothing. Now, I say that also with a caveat of, and, you know, for instance, I've donated hours to charities that I support and I have zero problem with that. But early on, you have to understand and appreciate and know that you have worth in what you're doing. Don't undercut it. Don't sell it off. Know that there is value to what you're doing, because trust me, there are plenty of people out there that will be happy to have you work for free. Another thing, people might approach you to barter. Again, if it's something that works for you, that's okay, but be very aware of that. I don't like to barter because I want to pay you for your skills and I ask that you pay me. So that's one thing that I think is really important when you're beginning, is knowing your worth and getting out there, networking, depending on what you do. I have business nationally, but you can network online and do things nationally. I was really local when I started, so I was constantly getting out there networking and meeting people, because people like to do business with people they know and trust. You know, you are a podcaster, so you know that's a way people are going to get to know you through your hosting and how you ask questions and everything. And so it's really important, I think, to get out there and network and meet people.
Absolutely. What would you, and this is kind of a spinoff of the same thing, but what would you say to people that have the, you know, the family or the quote unquote friends saying, you can't do that. You need to just stay where you are and be happy with what you have, that kind of stuff.
Oh, you completely ignore it. And you find your tribe. You find your people who support you and who believe in you and think you're awesome. In 2011, so I'd been in a business about 2 years, a little over 2 years, I won a national award for most friendly eco-organizing professional organizing service. No one thought that I would win. I was up against a couple people who were living in LA. I flew out for the awards. I had lived in LA for 10 years, and so I got to go back and see friends. So I was like, I'm going to take a trip and do it. No one thought I would win, and I did. And that's because I believed in me. And even if you're listening and no one is believing in you, you continue to believe in yourself. One thing that I would do for the award is I'd do my Oprah voice and I'd go, I am the eco-friendly winner. And I'd walk around my house and I'd say that I was single at the time. We had no cat, so I could go around and be crazy. And I kept believing in myself and then I'd let it go. And it doesn't matter if no one believes in you, as long as you believe in yourself. And with those family members that are saying you can't do it, nip it in the bud. Thanks. You shared your opinion. I really appreciate it. And then don't let them go on and on and on.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. And with the person that's got the negative opinion, my first thought is always, well, have you done it yourself? If the answer is no, you're not allowed to have an opinion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I often think a lot of times in those situations, dream stealers, I like to refer to them, they haven't pursued their dreams. And so here you are, you're out doing it, you're getting ready to rock and roll. And sometimes that's their frustration because they didn't have the guts to go for it, or maybe for other reasons, weren't able to pursue it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, misery loves company, and people feel better about themselves if they've got a bunch of people around them at the same place. So yeah, that's very, very true. So let's talk for a second about a cluttered office or even a cluttered inbox or Google Calendar. How can this ripple effect go through all phases of a business for somebody?
Well, I believe one of the things that I do a little differently than most people is I have a different definition of clutter. A lot of times you're taught great examples of clutter in the office. I believe that clutter is stuck energy, stagnant energy. I mean, you can literally feel that. It's also delayed decisions. But when you really boil it down to it, it's anything that prevents you from creating the life you choose, deserve, and desire. If you have a cluttered inbox, that's going to sometimes clutter your mind. That can also affect your emotional state of health. That can affect your relationships. It can really kind of have a snowball effect. So if you clear your clutter, I'm kind of cracking up that you mentioned the office because this is where I'm speaking to you from. And we have cleared just decluttering, done our annual purge. And it feels so good to be here. My mind feels sharper. I can think. I'm doing this interview with you. I can be present. And when you have all that clutter in your life, it just becomes interference. It prevents you from doing what is really important.
Absolutely. This kind of made me laugh. I was just thinking, so we have three floors in our house, and that top floor is just like a finished attic space, kind of a bonus area. Mm-hmm. It's probably about 90 degrees right now. It's so hot. Whoa. Up here. But down below me is the staircase runs down into my office. It's kind of a weird little setup, but it works out just fine for this. But down below me, when I took that room that we weren't using and made it into my office, I said, guys, this is going to be a clean room. There's not going to be anything in here that doesn't need to be in here. And as I sit here right now, my six-year-old daughter has dollhouse and toys all over the place. And she just likes to be in there and hang out with dad while I'm doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't pay attention to it. A few weeks go by, I'm like, good Lord, we have a problem. We need to get this stuff back out of here because it starts to become unnecessarily overwhelming. And it's like, guys, I want the whiteboard clean, or I want my hot projects up there, and I don't want to see this stuff everywhere. So there's definitely a correlation there. I can see it. It's real for sure.
Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire.
You know, if you think about it, if you're sitting in a cluttered room, whether it's your office or someone else's, and then go to a room that's really clean, and it doesn't have to be a minimalist, it just has to be organized and clutter-free, you can literally feel the difference.
Oh, yeah. Another example for you. So we just, in our back living room, we just got new carpet today. And so my wife and I got home from fireworks last night, got the kids in bed. It was about midnight. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we have carpet people coming in the morning. So we had to get all the furniture out. We're up to about 2 a.m. And while I'm pulling drawers out, in my mind, I'm thinking, I just need to take this to the garage and dump it out in the dumpster, just get rid of it. Because if it was up to me, we would have, like, minimal stuff. So my wife looked at me. She's like, I got an idea. This thing needs to go. And actually getting rid of some furniture and some things we don't need. And like you say, right now, there's only, like, two couches and two tables in the back living room, and not everything's back in there. But it looks so nice. It feels better. You actually can get in the room and not just feel stuff around you. And I really, really like that. So, man, I definitely understand what you're talking about.
You and I are on the same wavelength because my husband just pulled up carpet and put new flooring in our TV room. Yeah, it looks great and it feels great. And I said, before we put it all back, we're going to declutter.
So this is just kind of going off the notes, which I love to do whenever it feels good. That's the beauty of this. I noticed that you do a little podcast coaching too. So when you have like a new entrepreneur that wants to start a podcast, like what are some of the things that you hear a lot kind of for people getting started? Because my hope is there's people listening that have thought about that as well.
Oh, I say go for it. I'm so happy that I started podcasting. I think the challenge is for most people, one, they have to be really passionate about it. And because if you don't have that passion, you have to keep motivated because, you know, you have to edit, you have to plan. There are many elements that go into making a podcast. And so what I always encourage people to do is, what's your passion? And in addition to that, how can you find your niche? I think especially when you're beginning, what is going to separate you from someone else? Like, I'm really, hopefully it's clear that it's about clutter on the inside as well as clutter on the outside. And when I started, there may be one or two podcasts that talked about clutter or talked about organization. And so focusing on some area and then being really in that niche. But then once you've kind of established yourself, then you can expand a little bit. So I'll talk about organizing, for example, on my podcast. So it's finding that niche and that passion. I think that those are two key elements for doing a podcast.
Absolutely. What three tips would you offer for somebody who's either thinking about starting the side hustle or maybe just getting ready to get going with something? What three tips for startup success would you offer?
I would say you can't separate the personal from professional. I talked about how I won an award for eco-organizing. I'm really passionate about being green. I don't make people do it. It's just something I enjoy. And if people are open, I'm like, hey, you know, here we can repurpose to organize or do whatever. So when I first started, I had literally within the first week I'd started my business, I had someone sit down and say, I hate organizers. And instead of running or pulling my hair and screaming, I saw it as an opportunity. So I said, well, why? Let's have a conversation about that. And I realized in this conversation, you know, I'm all about being green and I'm going to bring that into my business. And people said, oh, you're going to be dead in the water. You can't be an organizer and be green. That's a contradiction. Well, I was the only one and doing it at the beginning in the state. It ended up being a really great bonus for me. And I learned from that experience that I can't separate the personal from the professional. So bring who you are into your business. That to me is a bonus. That's why people are going to be interested in your business and interested in hiring you. So you just know that you can't separate that. I would also say, be open to expanding. If you're starting your business or your side hustle, for instance, I started off with organizing. And then as I proceeded, I was like, wow, you know, life coaching really goes well with this. So how can I incorporate that into my business? And adding things that I had skills with, but I just wasn't in this one, this is the only thing I can do. We have one box I can check here. How can I take my passion and my skill set and expand that? I think that that's something that's really important. And finally, I would say, and I think this is good for both business and your personal life, have gratitude. even when you have no clients and nothing is going your way, have gratitude. Oh, I'm thankful that I woke up today. I'm thankful that I got the website done. I'm so grateful that I have the guts to go out there and start my side hustle or start my business, because everything is energy. And when you are in the energy of gratitude, that lifts you up, that lifts your vibration up, and you naturally attract things into your life. So don't give up. Don't get into despair. Keep in that state of gratitude.
I think those are phenomenal tips. Very, very good. I love the piece about being who you are. Authenticity is one of the things that I value so much in people. I don't have to agree with you, but I can respect you for you being who you are. I love that. You know, it's funny when I started to, like, I look at some old just YouTube videos I made, for example. It's very rigid and very uptight. And even I think in my early podcasts, I was kind of that same way. But the way I do it all now is of just me. And if it works for you, great. And if not, great. But I think that people pick up on everybody else's authenticity, and it's only going to make your business more successful and more, you know, easier for people to connect with.
Oh, absolutely. And even if people can't articulate it, they know at some level whether you're the real deal or not. And when I first started my podcast, I laughed before we started the show. Jason was like, hey, your sound is great. And I said, I have a professional mic. I cringe when I think about my early podcast episodes, because I had done some coaching and they never said, get a professional mic. And that's one tip. If you're going to have a podcast, you don't have to spend $1 million, invest in a decent mic. And so I listen to those early episodes and I think, oh my gosh, Julie, they're so awful. However, I was authentic. I was me. I share all of my mistakes and stumbles along the way, and people were able to connect with that.
I don't know why I just thought about this. This is like a really random, funny story, but for a short period of time, I was a paid host on another podcast, and what drove me away from it, honestly, was I had to do it their way, and I just couldn't be myself. But, you know, it's like going back to work for somebody for you. You'd be like, ah. But I was talking to this one guest, and the sound quality bothered me a little bit, and we tried to work with what he had, and it just wasn't great. And it was acceptable, but it was kind of on that line, you know? So we're probably 25 minutes into this interview. It was kind of a more of a rigid interview style. And all of a sudden, I hear like this explosion in the background, and like the guy screams, and you can like hear all this stuff crashing around. And for like 10 minutes, I have no idea what's going on. This is the loudest noise you ever heard. So he finally gets back on, and in my mind, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how I can fix it.